Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'm Nancy, and you're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Radio Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Hi, Benny.
Hello.
We have Taylor here, too, and of course, we have Mary Jane. But before we get to Mary Jane, for those of you who don't know much about Mary Jane, let me just give you a little intro. First and foremost, she's my mom. Great mom. Second, she's my best friend. And third, she is my alternative healthcare professional. So she's a medical intuitive. She has a nursing background, and she does a wonderful technique called the TAPS, the Accelerated Performance System. And it's a way of checking out your body to find your nutritional deficiencies. She recommends a nutrition protocol that gets in, cleans things up, brings you back to balance, and gets you going on the right road. So I think that's a pretty...
That's pretty good, Nancy.
Well, thank you, Mom. Thank you. I also want to let everyone to know that Mary Jane will be taking your calls. So if you have any calls or questions for her, health questions about yourself, about your pets, about your family members, she is going to tap in and she'll be able to tell you exactly what's going on. You can give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. And today our show is about a little bit about everything. We're going to touch a little bit about everything. So we'll take all your questions.
So what we're going to talk about a little bit about everything just to, people sometimes when they come in to see me and they come up with all these symptoms and all these things that are going on are sometimes amazed that it's not even doesn't have anything to do with what they're feeling or what's going on with their body. It's totally something else.
Well, I can attest to that. I'm going to tell a short story. Around Easter, my niece, who I love to death, had a little cold. And then a few days later, I got the cold. And it was one of those colds that seemed to linger on and on and on. It wouldn't go away. And it totally zapped all of my energy to the point of being so lethargic I really wanted to nap all day. Then I was talking to a neighbor, and he had mentioned his allergies, and I thought, my God, it's my allergies. So called Mary Jane, said, hey, Mom, I think it's my allergies. She recommended some nutrition. I can honestly say within 2 days, I had the energy back. The congestion was almost gone, and there was no itchy, runny, watery eyes. So it was amazing.
Well, you know, allergies, everybody talks about them this time of year, and people think allergies have to do with, oh, I need antihistamines, I need something, I'm just going to take whatever it takes to clear up this congestion. Well, often the allergies have nothing to do with your, I mean, allergies can be many things.
Well, I found out it was my bladder and kidney.
Exactly.
Surprising. Shocking, actually.
So when I test what's the cause of your allergies, it's going to take me to the specific cause, whether it be a bladder or kidney. Sometimes it's liver. Sometimes people's liver just needs to be charged up. They can be a little bit on the anemic side. I often see people who have a lot of allergies, especially the chemicals and different products. Often it's because they're anemic underneath because the chemicals have wiped out their blood.
I had that too. Remember those hot sweats that I kept getting, those hot flashes, and it was only anemia?
And wasn't that when you bought all that hot gear to go to a ski resort?
I did. But thanks to you, fixed me once again.
So what I'm talking about today is the different things that people come in with or the different symptoms that you might have and how that might be related to one easy fix or solution.
And I have to say, it is an easy fix and solution. Like I said, I thought it was a cold, one of those colds that was just lingering, and never even thought about the allergies, even though every morning I go out and there's pollen all over my car, didn't even hit on it. And then, thank God for Mom, pick up the phone and figure out what's going on. In a matter of days, I felt much better. So thanks, Mom.
Well, when you know, the body has the ability to heal if given what it's need. It has its own innate intelligence. And it's like sometimes people come to me with labels. They say, I have Lyme's disease. I have this other long, complicated disease. I really don't look at, I'm familiar. I know exactly what they're talking about. But what I do is still follow the body and do what the body will tell me in order exactly what they need to heal. And sometimes it's not all that complicated. Like Lyme's disease can have a huge protocol of nutrition. Well, what I have found is that sometimes it's not that when you start with one thing at a time that the body needs, a lot of other things will go away or heal themselves, and people get better. What's harder for them to get beyond is the label.
Exactly.
So you go to the doctor and you have all these symptoms. I recently had a client come in and she said, I hadn't been to a medical doctor in a long time and my insurance was going to be up. So I decided to go and get a physical. And I went with my list of concerns. And so she told the doctor her list of concerns and handed it to her. And the doctor basically kind of shocked that she was giving her this. And so what the client said is, how can you help me? And the doctor said, well, we'll do a battery of blood tests. And the person said, client said, well, what if it doesn't show anything? And the doctor said, if it doesn't show anything, I can't help you. So in other words, if your blood test or your scans or your x-rays or whatever it is comes out normal, even though you feel really bad, then there is no solution for you. On the other hand, if your blood work and your x-rays or other things come back very abnormal or unusual or out of the normal limits, then they put all those symptoms together and put you a label on you and give you a category. So what I see is when people come in and they have liver enzymes or they have kidney function tests, and they can have many things out of balance. And so now the doctor wants to treat all these things and give them a pill for this and a pill for that, a pill for blood pressure. And what I find is they're not getting the cause. And you could have tons of symptoms and it could still just go back to one thing.
I like how they give the pills, but they have like 20 symptoms at the end. So it's going to help take care of possibly what, say, blood pressure, but you still may have severe headaches. You may have dry mouth. You may have. So I think it's pretty interesting. We have a caller. Benny, can we go to the phones and say hi to Jackie?
Actually, let's first take Marie. She was first in from Lake Stevens.
Hi, Marie.
Oh, hi. Hi, Mary Jane.
Hi, Marie.
Nice to talk with you. Hi. I wanted to ask you, Mary Jane, I was dealing with a respiratory infection most of all of April with an ensuing cough. And so I cut out all of my sugar, no dairy, and no flour products. But I was wondering what you could see that I would need to focus on to really help me be stronger.
You have a bladder issue, and the bladder issue is causing your breathing problem, your lung problem. So that's your main concern. So here again is a good example. You've cut out everything. This is what people do. You cut out everything and you will feel better, but you still haven't gotten to the issue, the concern.
Oh.
So you still have a major problem. Your bladder is inflamed and your lungs function is pretty low. And so you've done the right things because all those things will feed the inflammation and make you worse. So you've done the right thing, but you just haven't taken care of the problem. So I would recommend is you give Rhonda a call at our office and we put you on a protocol to clean that up and get everything working again and get you healthy. And then you're going to feel better. The other thing that you need to do is your house. Your house isn't right. Your house scores a 3. That means all the drains are backed up and could be moldy or full of sludge. So you need to get an industrial drain cleaner and clean all your drains. And that is going to make a huge difference because even if I gave you nutrition and you didn't clean up those drains, you wouldn't get better.
Wow. You know, yesterday I was cleaning out my drain in the shower, and so I could feel there was something down there. So you're right on that. I'll go ahead and do that. What is your phone number?
The office number is 888-777-4232. And Mary Jane has the office in Issaquah, Washington.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, we'd be happy to take care of you. You'd be amazed how quickly you'll pull out of that and feel better.
Well, I'm odd, but you're saying that about the drains because that is so true.
All right. Take care of that.
Thank you, Marie.
Will do.
Yes, I forgot to mention Mary Jane does have an office in Issaquah, Washington, and Rhonda is there taking your calls. However, if you do get the answering machine, that means Rhonda is on the other line, so please leave your message and she will get back to you. That number again is 888-777-4232. We're going to take a quick break. We'll get back to Jackie when we come back. So you're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio.
Successful people accomplish what they set out to do. They make a promise and work hard to keep their word to themselves and to others. Keeping one's word is the simple idea behind a breathtakingly new way to achieve more. Keeping your word is a practice developed by Vladimir Gerasichev, a life coach and business trainer with over 20 years' experience. Visit keepyourword.com to learn more about the transformative technique and check out the free Keep Your Word app. Keeping your word, changing your life forever.
Are you looking for an easy way to shift your vibration, creating lasting change in your life? Join Christine Upchurch, Director of Stellar Reflections and host of the Christine Upchurch Show, for a special presentation at East West Bookshop in Seattle on Friday, May 24th. Christine will discuss the exciting new energetic activations which have changed lives around the world. She will share the amazing story of how these activations came about, how these processes are a part of an energetic evolution that is underway, and how you too can shift your life and play an important role in the transformation of the planet. Join Christine Upchurch for the 111 Activation and Beyond Tools to Transform Your Life at East West Bookshop in Seattle on May 24th at 7:30 p.m. Isn't it time to release the patterns of struggle and step into the vibration of empowerment? Reserve your space today at eastwestbookshop.com or call 206-523-3726.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
We're back. I'm Nancy Mack, and you're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Radio Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm going to give out the phone number if you'd like to call in and have your questions answered by Mary Jane. The number is 1-800-930-2819. So if you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call, and she'd be happy to talk to you and answer that. Also, let me give out Mary Jane's office number, which is 888 888- 877-423-4232. And Rhonda is in the office today and is more than happy to take your call. All right, Benny, should we go to Jackie?
Will do. She's calling in from Puyallup.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Mary Jane. Hey, I've got a question about my dog. She's an older dog. She's a rescue. She's between 12, 13 years old. And I've noticed lately that she's tripping. She's kind of, you know, she did it this morning while we were walking. If she's going up a curb, sometimes she misses the curb, or her back feet, it's like she's tripping on the stairs. And but it's like her back hips aren't giving out, so I can't quite figure out what's going on with her.
What's her name?
Rosie.
Rosie. Well, Rosie.
What kind of dog is she, Jackie?
She's a Border Collie Lab mix.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well, she's a sweetheart. She is such a doll.
Rosie has a gallbladder issue.
It's okay.
That's what her problem is. And what it is, her gallbladder is backing up her heart, putting her heart in low gear energetically. And that's what's causing her to trip. So it's really her heart in low gear. When the heart is off, animals will trip, horses will trip, dogs will be off, people will trip, people will be off and weave and sway. But it's not the heart that's the issue. It's the gallbladder. So what we do, it's pretty easy to take care of the dogs. They pull out of this pretty fast. So you could call our office and talk to Rhonda and get an appointment for Rosie. And we put Rosie on a nutrition protocol and get her back to feeling good. And what kind of food do you feed?
Oh, she's on an all-natural type of food where it's almost more, it's like cumin and that kind of thing. So she's eating really good food, and I give her lots of vegetables. She takes vitamins and minerals. And I mean, it's kind of one of those weird things because I'm that way. I'm into that whole, you know, the more natural, organic, the better. But
for her,
one of the things I want...
Okay, go ahead.
Wanted to say is that she's very shy, and would I have to bring her in?
No.
Because that actually would cause her to have a heart attack.
No, you don't have to bring her in, and we could actually even do it by phone. You don't even have to come in if you don't want. You could come in or not, but we could do it by phone. It's very easy, and then we'll go over some of the things you're doing, because I would recommend right now that you stop any supplements or vitamins that you're giving her, because when you have a gallbladder issue, you can't handle all those things. The food score is okay, but don't give her anything else for right now till she pulls out of this. Because if her digestion is off, then when you give all that good stuff, your body can't handle that much. And then the vitamins and things will just clog up her liver a little bit more because she can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And I thought she might have a bladder problem, you know, so I was giving her cranberry for that. That seemed to help with that, but I just was curious, you know, if there was anything.
I'm not picking up a bladder right now. I'm picking up more gallbladder, but the gallbladder can actually affect the bladder. So,
okay, great.
So the underlying is really the gallbladder. Okay?
I'll give your office a call, and we'll get her going. We'll straighten her out here.
Yeah.
So thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Jackie. That's one thing. You do pets.
I do pets. I do horses. You don't have to bring them in. We can do them. You just call, and I had a horse last year, actually, and the horse had lost tons of weight and had been under a vet's care for a whole year and still wasn't gaining weight and was on all types of nutrition. Its gait was off. And then when I checked the horse had a bladder issue and kidney issue. It actually spends the summer in Arizona. And so the water, it had pretty bad hay down there, and the water wasn't good, which made the kidneys bad. So put the horse on a protocol for the kidney and bladder, and then switch the hay. The horse was not on good hay for him, and the grain program. And within 2 months, the horse had gained weight, was doing great, and just continued to get better. And then when the horse went back to Arizona this year, was a little bit off because they switched the products that the horse was on. So we just rechecked the horse from Arizona and got the horse on the straight and narrow. And within 3 weeks, the horse was dramatically better again.
Amazing. And animals are always much easier than
humans. Oh, they're
much
easier. You don't have to deal with they don't have all the emotions and all the stuff. Kids are very easy to do, too. babies, kids, they're real easy.
So I'm going to give out Mary Jane's contact info one more time. It's 800-777-4232, or you can go to MaryJaneMack.com. Benny, can we talk to Shelly?
Well, of course you can. Shelly from Seattle, welcome to the show.
Hi, Shelly.
Good morning, ladies. Good morning. I've been having a right front shoulder. I don't know if you call it the shoulder where the arm, you know, when you roll your arm, the joint was in there. So is that considered your shoulder?
Yes. Yeah.
And so I've been having this for a few months now. And I go to yoga, and my teacher was showing me some positions to help stretch the area, and I just can't seem to get a handle on this.
Your shoulder issue is a heart issue. Your shoulder issue, your heart and energy is low. It doesn't mean you have heart disease or a problem. Your heart energy is low, and that's what's affecting the shoulder. So you need to strengthen up your heart. I check to see which part of the heart needs to be charged up. And the nutrition I use strengthens muscle and ligaments in your entire body, because your heart is a muscle. And that's what's going to strengthen the shoulder. So did you have any emotional upset in the past year?
Not really. I've been going through a lot of changes, and, you know, I've been going through different programs, and I know the energies on the planet are very interesting, too. So I think my heart is opening up, so to say. I've been closed down, and I think now it's becoming more expansive. And I think to have more kindness, more love, whatever is happening, I can actually feel it, that my heart is becoming more expansive.
Okay, what I get is that 6 months ago, something happened that put your heart in low energy. So right now you could be expanding, but you're stuck. So your heart needs a little help to get charged up to help you with that process. And so that would just even help you open up and blossom more, because the heart is a strong emotion. And if you call our office, we'll put you on the right program to get that charged up, and then your shoulder will get better.
Thank you so much. That sounds about right. So I will take that information and give you a call.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Thanks, Shelly. All right. We have another line open. If you have a question for Mary Jane, you can give us a call at 1-800-930-2819.
All right. Do we want to take another call?
Yeah, let's travel down to Texas. We have Michelle joining us.
Hi, Michelle.
Oh, hi there, Mary Jane. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. How can I help you?
Well, I've been having a lot of teeth issues for about a year, and I'm getting a lot of dental work. I just had some dental work today, and I thought, well, maybe it's connected to something more energetic.
Your teeth is connected to your bladder. Your bladder and your kidney. Yep, bladder and kidney. Kidney has a lot to do with teeth. When kids have cavities and they're getting cavities all the time, it's not necessarily because of sugar. It's because they their kidneys are full of sludge and need to be cleaned out. But yours is definitely a bladder and kidney issue, and that's what's causing your mouth problem, your teeth problem. So you have to clean up the kidney and bladder. And then you will have better success getting your mouth healthy and getting your stop any decay. So that's where you have to start. It's pretty easy.
Well, and so what do you do to do that?
What you do is you call my office and you talk to Rhonda and set up an appointment, because we do it by phone. And the thing is, why I don't give information out over the phone of what to take is because what I do is very specific. I'm not guessing at what you need. When I check you, whether you're in my office or far away, it doesn't matter. I am determining your exact program for you to have predictable results in your wellness journey. So that is why I don't just give blanket information, because that doesn't work. What I do is when you call and we do follow-ups for you, I know you're going to get well, and I make sure you're on track and doing the right thing. And it's not complicated. You just follow the directions and follow what you're supposed to do. You shouldn't be eating milk or dairy, for one thing, and you should definitely be not eating wheat, like heavy wheat. I don't worry as much if wheat is in there somewhere. I don't have people get that strict about it. If they just make some changes about, like, heavy grain bread, like, you know, you look at it and it's really healthy. Well, your kidneys don't like that. When you have a kidney issue like this, you can't handle that. So give us a call and we'll take care of it. You'll be amazed. I see this all the time.
Okay. And can I get a second question?
Sure.
Make it quick, please.
Okay. Yep. Well, it's a little embarrassing. It's like it's an anal sphincter question. I have trouble with my anal sphincter. I've had surgery on it once.
You have trouble because of your bladder. Your bladder is a major issue for you. And when you have a bladder kidney issue like that, you can have the sphincter problems. I've seen people with pilonidal cysts. I've seen people with all kinds of other problems, and they never would have connected it to bladder and kidney.
No. Nope.
And get you on the bladder and kidney program, and in a matter of weeks, the rest will get better. But it's all the toxins that are leaking out from that are causing you tons of problems.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much. I'll give you a call. Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Michelle. Again, that number is 888-777-4232. I would just like to say Mary Jane has clients all over the United States, so you don't have to live in the area if you'd like to make an appointment with her, because she does a lot of phone consultations. You'll be treated exactly the same as if you walked through the front door. Benny, it looks like it's time for a break. You're listening to the Mary Jane Max Show on Transformation Talk Radio, and we will catch you on the other side.
Hi, I'm Vladimir Gerasichev, the creator of the Keep Your Word Project. Resistance is one of our natural habits. We have an expectation in our minds of how something should be. And when the expectation does not match the reality, there's an automatic resistance. And resistance can become the barrier to creating something new. I've learned that the most powerful thing is to be accepting. When you accept something, it means you are taking things the way they are right now, even though they don't match your expectations. Start noticing the differences between your expectations and what takes place in your life right now. When you notice these differences, it is easier to accept what is. And when you notice it, the resistance disappears. Go to my website at keepyourword.com or download my free iPhone app to help you start creating something new today. Keeping your word every day can change your life forever.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio. Vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Questions in Consciousness. People just like you who want to shift and change what isn't working for them, who want to shift and change what isn't working on the planet. Questions. That's about shifting and changing whatever isn't working for you. Consciousness includes everything and judges nothing. Questions in Consciousness, a telecall with like-minded people from all around the world, which gives you the place and space to ask what isn't working for you.
For more information, go to questionsinconsciousness.net. That's questionsinconsciousness.net.
Welcome back. I'm Nancy, and you're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Radio Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We're having a great show. Topic today, a little bit about everything. So if you have a question for Mary Jane about yourself, your pet, a friend, your house, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. And I think we're going to go off to the phones and talk to Trisha in Issaquah. Hi, Trisha.
Hi.
How are you?
Thanks for taking my call. I'm good, thanks.
Good.
Hi, Trisha. How can I help you?
Hi, Mary Jane. So my energy level has not been so great on and off, and so I kind of played around with my diet and took some things out, and I couldn't really tell if that was going to make a difference. That's one issue. The other issue is my hair and skin have really changed in the last couple of years, so I was just wondering what you saw.
What I see is you have a lot of heavy sludge in your gallbladder. Your body is functioning at a 2 everywhere. I mean, your kidneys are a 2, your heart's a 2, so you got to be tired.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the main thing is your gallbladder is backed up, and that's causing all your other issues. And so you need to be on a good program to get that gallbladder functioning and cleaned out. And then it'll clean out the rest of your system and get everything back to a 10. So you're a 2 out of a 10. That's pretty low. And that's why your hair and everything, your thyroid is suppressed because of the gallbladder. So your thyroid's mm-hmm. functioning at a 2. And all that affects everything. So once you mm-hmm. take care of the gallbladder, my sense is a lot of things will come back and everything will put, then you go on a program to maintain it or fine tune you. And so that's where you start with your gallbladder.
Okay.
And you're close. You're in Issaquah right near us.
Yeah, yeah. I'll have to give you a call.
Okay.
Thank you, Trisha. Okay.
Thank you.
I do have to say, gallbladder is a huge culprit of things. I know when my gallbladder is off, I usually get the munchies and can't stop eating. I find myself grazing all day, which is not me, so I know what to do right away.
It's a huge weight issue. And when people are having trouble losing weight, they'll come in and say, I've been doing all the right thing, and I'm eating right, I'm eating healthy, and I can't lose weight. Nothing's happening. It's often gallbladder, kidney. And when the gallbladder or kidney are full of sludge, your body is, think about it as your body has a plug in your system. And now things just can't get through and everything keeps backing up. And you're tired, extreme fatigue. You could have body aches. You could have hip and joint pain. You can have shoulder pain. You can have floaters in your eyes. You can have lots of digestive issues, of course, but gallbladder you could have atrial fibrillation. You could have irregular heartbeat. I've seen people go to the doctor and have EKGs and have the EKGs be abnormal. Sometimes people feel pressure on their heart, especially at nighttime when they're quiet. And all these things can be related to a gallbladder issue. So now, often if you go to the doctor, it's great to have everything checked out, but they'll start treating you for heart issues or put you on medications, and it still doesn't take care of the problem. You still continue to have like the atrial fib and other issues till you take care of the gallbladder.
The gallbladder, an amazing organ. Benny, can we go to the phones and talk to Diane in Seattle?
Sounds like a plan. Let's do it. Diane.
Hi, Diane.
Hello. Thank you for listening to us or helping us.
Well, hi, Diane.
Diane, thank you for listening to us. And what's your question for Mary Jane?
My husband hasn't been feeling well, dealing with his immune system. I got you on speakerphone, so if I need to pick up the regular phone, let me know. And both of us are sitting here listening.
Okay. So what's the question is he's just not feeling well?
Right. He's had different immune problems and different issues going on. And what's So we're trying to find out what the bottom cause is.
Well, what I pick up, number one thing is his gallbladder. His gallbladder's backed up, backing up his kidneys. You know, when your kidneys are backed up and inflamed, like, first of all, he scores a 2 overall in everything. Now, when you correct those things, often the kidneys will go to a high number. And when they go to a high number, they're inflamed. So it's like you got to take care of one piece of it at a time. So when the kidneys are inflamed, that will cause a lot of immune problems. And it can cause everything to be out of balance. You could have vascular problems. You could have digestive problems. But the number one thing is gallbladder first, and after the gallbladder, it's kidney. And so that's where you start, is you got to get a good foundation. You treat your immune system, and it's not the right thing to do. You can't handle that kind of nutrition. You got to get the body cleaned out, start from scratch, and then a lot of things get better without doing anything for them. So you're a 2 out of, what's your husband's name?
Elf, A-L-F.
Elf, you're a 2 out of a 10, so you probably feel like that. You got to be pretty tired.
Yeah, you can say that again.
So believe me, there is lots of hope for you to get you out of that. And again, what I do is very specific. I'm not guessing. I'm asking your body, following your body. Your body tells me exactly what product you need, exactly how much, and for exactly how long. And we don't stop till we get the job done. And that's what we do. So I'd be happy to take care of you. Give our office a call and talk to Rhonda. And it's really pretty easy. It's not complicated. And when you come in, it's you don't have to have blood tests. You don't have to have x-rays. Yeah, all you get is me checking
so
you.
So easy. The animals love it, apparently.
I know.
Dog's barking in the background, loving it too.
Could I ask you about me, what you see about me?
Sure. Make it quick.
So how do you feel? What's up? What's your concern?
Tired.
Well, you're not much better than he is. See, he's a 2 and you're a 3. So you got bladder and kidney issues. And you need to do the drains in your house with an industrial drain cleaner. Clean up your house because your house scores a 3. So your house is actually making you both sick too. So you need to clean up the house, and you can do that right away. And then you'll be amazed just doing that. You'll start to feel better, a little bit better, because you're breathing all those gases that from the drains, like the mold and all that crud down there. And then when you breathe that in, it's toxic to you, and it makes you sick. So again, it's for you, it's an easy protocol. We just start with what shows up first and then go from there and get you feeling good and get you back to peak performance.
Well, thank you very much. Blessings
to you, and thank you for calling.
Thank you, Diane. That leaves another line open. If you have a question, it's 1-800-930-2819. So how about if we take, could we take a call, Benny, before break?
Sure. Let's take Sally from Charlotte, I believe, North Carolina, I'm hoping. Is it Sally?
Yes.
Yay. Hi, Sally.
Way to go, Benny. Way to go. How are you, Sally?
Hi, thank you. Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm just really happy to be able to talk with Mary Jane. But in listening to the last few callers, I think I've got everything she just has talked about. The last 10 minutes. I'm exhausted. I've got digestion issues. If I have a big day where I have to put in a lot of effort, it takes a couple of days to recover. I have to, all of a sudden it seems like my stomach shuts down, like I can't really digest anything very well. I get the acid in my stomach, very tired feeling.
Well, you are really tired. You have a toxic stomach. You got a lot of bacteria in your stomach. That's like pre-ulcer stuff. And all those toxins go through your gut and through your kidney and bladder. So that's not helping you. But your major issue is you have a lot of heavy sludge in your liver. It's not in your gallbladder, it's in your liver.
Oh.
And so but we treat that the same way as if it was in your gallbladder. And so you're a 2 out of a 10. So it doesn't matter where it is. It's just that I'm able to identify where it is, and we use specific nutrition to clean that liver out and gallbladder. It'll be the whole package. And because you don't have enough bile to lubricate your liver. And then when you don't have that bile, the bile doesn't get into the digestive system, into the gut, to break down the food. And then you get more gas and bloating because the food is fermenting in your gut. So what you have is even a little worse than a regular gallbladder issue.
But it's easy to fix, Sally.
Yeah, it's worse, but it's easy to fix. I mean, you're going to feel worse. You're going to feel worse and feel, but it's just as easy to fix. Exactly.
Okay.
And it doesn't matter where you are. You just give us a call and we'll get you on that program.
Call Rhonda.
And we'll get you on a program and you'll be amazed how you start feeling better.
Can I ask you about my little dog, Trouser?
Sure.
Trouser. What a cute name.
He injured his back left leg several years ago, and his limping has gotten a little bit worse. He's gotten older, of course. And I've never had confidence that I had him on the best diet or the best supplements for him.
Okay. What do you got? What kind of food you got him on?
I've got him on the Purina food at this time, and I give him just a little bit of canned food mixed in with it.
Yeah, the food you're giving him to start with is not working for him. That's not good. But that's something we could go over when you call for you. We could go over exactly what to, you know, there's all different kinds of food. So we have to get something that's going to work for him because that's not. What you're feeding him is a 2 out of a 10. So the other thing that's going on with him is he has a thyroid issue, but it's his thyroid T1. It's what gives the brain hormone to make the brain electrical. And when they need the product for that, their gait can be off. They can feel tired. Sometimes dogs will be depressed. But this product that we use for that pulls them out of it. It's just amazing for animals. And it makes them happy and feel good and strengthens their body. So we could take care of Trouser, too, when you call.
I will be very happy to. I can't thank you enough. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Sally, for calling. Again, Mary Jane's office number is 888-777-4232. That just opened up another line. If you'd like to call, 1-800-930-2819. It's time for another break, and we'll catch you on the other side. Listen.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Want to know what the best kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Michael Shane is returning to the Triway Grange in Mill Creek on Saturday, June 8th at 6:30 p.m. Come spend an evening with the masters from Shambhala and experience their blissful divinity and unconditional love. Everyone will have an opportunity to ask Spirit a question. And after a short education forum on the amazing healing powers of oils, Michael and the masters will dazzle you as they attempt to bring through an exceptional rare gift, a sacred oil to assist with opening oneself to their divinity and healing. If you would like more information, please call the Ascension Foundation at 800-508-6437 or visit their website at michaelshane.com. That's MYCHAELShane.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
We're back. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Radio Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy. I have Mary Jane here. Benny. Taylor. Love you, Taylor.
Hey, we're all here.
We're all here. Gang's all here. I'm going to hand out or give out Mary Jane's office information one more time. You can give her office a call at 888-777-4232. If you happen to get the answering machine, don't panic. That means Rhonda's on the other line talking to someone else. So please leave your name and number, and Rhonda will get back to you as soon as possible. Also, you can visit her website at MaryJaneMack.com. And on our website, there is a little Facebook icon, which you can like her. And she puts out inspirational quotes every day. She also has pictures of goings on at the ranch, horses, granddaughter, riding, elk.
Well, we'd also like to hear from you on Facebook. Let's hear what you have to say and hear what topics you might be interested. We'd love to get your feedback.
Feedback would be great. So don't forget to like Mary Jane on her Facebook page. All right, Benny, let's go to Jane in Redmond. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Ladies, this is another great show. Thank you.
Thank you, Jane.
How can I help you, Jane?
Mary Jane, my question is on the industrial drain cleaners that you recommend.
Yes.
What are you talking about? I'm kind of confused on that.
Well, I'm talking about what you might be familiar with is something like Liquid Plumber or Drano, or there's different green products that might be industrial. I'm talking about heavy duty. A heavy duty drain cleaner, when I say industrial, not, you know, we used to recommend like bleach or other drain cleaners, but they weren't quite getting the job done. And when you really look down, if you had the opportunity to look down your drains, you would see the mold and the crud and the dirt, and especially in showers or in your sinks. So it's, you have to use something heavy duty. And then when you do that, what I find is the drains will be good for several months after that. But it's about getting something that's going to clean them good, get the job done, and then you have a healthy environment. Does that answer your question?
Yes and no. I can see that I want to absolutely get my drains cleaned well, but I find some of these products, when I read what the label says about them, what's in them, I'm not sure which would be worse to have in the house.
Well, when you're putting those in, it's just cleaning. It's a temporary thing. It's cleaning the drain and going down the drain. And what I'm told is that when you need them, to get a job done, I'm talking about sometimes the fastest way to get it done. Now, there are other green industrial cleaners. You just have to look at your store and see what there is that will be out there and do that. So I'm not against, when I say industrial, I just mean a heavy-duty drain cleaner, whatever it might be.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you, Jane. Yeah, so cleaning your drains are important. If you're concerned, if you do use a Liquid Plumber or a Drano, if you choose to go that route, you can always pour it down the drain and shut the bathroom door. However, I have used a similar product, and I don't really smell the product when it goes down the drain, and so
and then you flush it right away. You only leave it there 10 minutes. But there are other, and it's just a matter of finding one that works
for you and getting it done and then repeating it.
And making sure, it's like when people do the drains and then they call me, like my clients, I have them do the drains and then they check back with me and I make sure that they got the job done. Because sometimes some drains are so bad, they might even have to do them twice. Like those shower drains with all the
everything. We don't want to talk about what's down the drains.
Yeah, instead, so it's really important, whatever you want to use.
Instead, let's go to Patty in Renton. Hi, Patty. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's been very interesting. I'm going to get some drain cleaner going here this weekend. So.
All right,
go.
Patty.
You go, girl.
Oh, yeah, we'll do it. I have a question. I've been diagnosed with an overactive thyroid, which is causing all kinds of problems, and particularly severe weight loss.
Well, your main problem is your gallbladder. Your gallbladder is full of sludge and heavy debris, and that is causing your thyroid to be totally out of whack. And so you have to start with the gallbladder. And then when you take care of the gallbladder, like the overactive thyroid, that you're, do you have a racing heart?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So what that does is causing the racing heart and causes everything to be in high gear. But it's starting, what I do is use some nutrition to steady the thyroid. And then, but the main problem is your gallbladder, and that's what what's driving the thyroid. So once you is call our office, we get you on a program. You have to be monitored specifically, so we get the right program for you to keep that thyroid from racing off, because then it causes the heart issues, the racing heart or palpitations or fluttering. So we put you on a specific program to keep everything balanced while we're doing the gallbladder. Once that gallbladder is cleaned up and stable, the thyroid issue will be easy to deal with.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, thank you very much, ladies. I enjoyed your show.
Thank you, Patty. Thanks
welcome.
For listening. Again, Mary Jane Mack's office number is 888-777-4232. How about if we go to Gretchen in Auburn? Hi, Gretchen. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. We have an adopted son, and he's 27 now, but he has a severe mental illness. He has schizophrenia, and he does have to take pharmaceuticals. And I was wondering if there are other natural remedies or that you think would help him just stay balanced.
Well, you know, again, your son, what's his name?
Mark
has some other things going on. He has a bladder issue and a kidney issue. So, you know, what I do, again, is start with the foundation of what's going on with him and get the body healthy. And then what I find is if the body is healthy, you know, often you use less drugs to help maintain that. So, yes, there are things, but what I find with somebody, if they have an issue like that, it's all about them being consistent, taking the nutrition, and that's usually the biggest issue, is whether they will be able to follow through and take the nutrition. Sometimes, sometimes the medication, so like for him, what I would do is get everything underneath cleaned up. And because sometimes that's even a lot. Does he live independently or live with you?
No, he lives in a group home.
Right. So then that's another issue of
he's pretty severely disabled. Yeah, and I can't control what he eats or anything. I'm sure he doesn't eat a great diet, you know.
Right, right. So it's a little bit harder in that situation because you have no control over how he gets the nutrition or if he takes the nutrition. And so, yes, we have things, but you have to be able to make it work. And so, and often in that case, sometimes, you know, drugs aren't always bad. If drugs can help them and keep them steady, because sometimes they even have a lot of trouble taking the drugs.
Yeah, well, that's the problem is there's lack of insight to his illness. So often when he's feeling better, then he stops taking the pills and then we're right back. It's a roller coaster ride.
Exactly. Exactly. So what you do is you just bless him and you send him positive energy to keep him on the right track. And that's what's going to help him the most.
Okay. Thank you. I will do that.
Yeah. And you'd be amazed how much you could help him by just doing that. Instead of worrying about him, you know, it's like if everything is right, even if people sometimes are on drugs, if you have a good attitude and know that if they really have the power, they can still heal themselves no matter what. So I would recommend sending them positive energy. Try not to worry about him, instead of feel good about him, and then he'll pick up on that energy no matter where he is.
Oh, thank you. That's very helpful.
All right. You take care.
Thank you, Gretchen. All right. Mary Jane, it was a great show today. Do you have a personal message you'd like to give to our listeners today?
I do. What I'd like to say is just from what you've all heard today, it doesn't matter what you have or what symptoms you have. Even though you might have 10 things or 15 things going on, remember, it could be a very easy solution to the problem and something you've been searching for a long time. Your body has the answer. And all I do is tap into your body, and your body tells me exactly where you're at, what you need, and what it's going to take for you to get healthy. And no matter what, there is always an answer.
Well, that's great. There's always hope. I'm going to give out Mary Jane's contact info one more time. It's 888-777-4232. We'd like to thank all of you for listening to the Mary Jane Mack Radio Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be back with you next month. So I hope you all have a great day, great month, and enjoy.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.